If you're listening to this podcast, that means that you like podcasting in some shape or form. And if you have a show of your own, I want to tell you about Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. And let's start the show. Hello and welcome to the podcast industry. I'm David. Today's Wednesday, October 21st, and today we're going to be talking about the top three stories from around the podcast industry. First off, a research report came out this week saying podcast listening was at an all-time high. This comes on the heel of after so many reports came out during the pandemic that listenership was down, but now the world is returning to a little bit of a sense of normalcy. We are seeing podcast listening return to an all-time high. Our second story is Scripps officially closed the sale of Stitcher to SiriusXM. And lastly, a report came out this week showing that BetterHelp spent $5.5 million on podcast ads in September. Well, those are our top three stories. Let's dig into them and let's start the show. For our first story, Edison Research is reporting that for the first time since its share of ear study began tracking audio consumption in 2014, podcasting shares of all audio listening is now at 6% of consumption. This marks an all-time high for podcasting. The latest findings show that share of time Americans ages 13 plus spend with podcasts as a percentage of all their audio listening has tripled from just 2% in 2014. And for anyone interested in the podcast industry, 6% sounds super low, and that's why so many people believe that podcasting has such a long runway, because in total, right now, even at its height, its all-time listenership, it's only 6% of audio consumption. You know, we obviously think that podcast listening is just going to go up and up and up, but it's great when reports like this come out to show the hard analytics that podcasting is actually a growing medium, and it's growing exponentially year over year, and it's a very exciting time to be in the podcast industry. For our next story, Scripps officially closed the sale of its podcast division to SiriusXM for $325 million. That included $265 million of cash up front, with an earnout of up to $30 million based on 2020 financial results and paid in 2021, and an earnout of up to $30 million based on 2021 financial results and paid in 2022. What Sirius is acquiring is Stitcher, the podcast listening platform, and Midroll, the advertising agency that reps larger podcasts. Scripps acquired Midroll in 2015 for $55 million and the Stitcher app in 2016 for $4.5 million. So they're seeing a nice return on their investment, and this goes into the trends that we're seeing in the industry of the consolidation of the different platforms. You know, you're seeing Spotify make a lot of acquisitions, you're seeing iHeartRadio make acquisitions, and SiriusXM. It follows a very similar trend of what happened with larger media companies. Think about how the Disney and NBC Universals of the world have acquired smaller content creators and distribution outlets to strengthen their vertical alignment. So it's going to be interesting to see what other acquisitions are out there and how each platform integrates these companies as they begin to acquire them. So now that the sale is official, we're going to have to wait to see the plan that Sirius has for integrating Stitcher and Midroll into their overall corporate strategy. And for our third and final story, BetterHelp, the online counseling and therapy service, was the number one podcast spender in the month of September with $5.5 million in their ad spend. This report lists the top advertisers in podcasts in September of 2020, and the top five includes BetterHelp, Mazda, SimpliSafe, ZipRecruiter, and ExpressVPN. And this is a trend we're seeing in the industry. A lot of repeat advertisers are doubling down on their ad spend on podcasts. So that's great to see, especially from us at Podgo, because our core mission is to empower podcasters, which we do by connecting small podcasts to advertising opportunities. And it's great to see how many advertisers are continuing to come into the podcast medium to spend their ad dollars, because advertisers are seeing a great return when they invest in podcast ads. It's simply that. That's why we're seeing companies, you know, come back and repeat, and a lot of new business that are interested in podcasting as an extension of their marketing reach. But I think all three stories highlight how strong the podcast industry is today. We're seeing more listeners than ever. We're seeing more acquisitions in the space than ever. And we're seeing more advertisers get into the space. Here at Podio, we're very excited about what's happening in the podcast world. Thank you for listening to this episode. Those are the top three stories from this week. Be sure to tune in next week as we continue to cover what's happening around the podcasting world. But dig in, and I hope to see you next episode.